KB2H access.
Okay. Morning, Dave.
Hey, morning, Shane. How are you?
I hope you are.
Oh, yeah. No issues. The temperature is cooling a little bit, and so is Dave.
A little nicer, isn't it? And right about on cue, the AC in this tractor is starting to go out. I don't know if it's getting low on, got a leak somewhere or what, but I have to get it checked out because it's not as comfortable as it was even when it was in the upper 90s.
What I would take a look at first, now, maybe not so much as like a regular vehicle, but if you can see into the radiator and the condensing coil out front, I'd put a hose on it and try and get whatever dirt might be lodged in there and try and flush that out. Is it only at idle that it doesn't work, or when you're rolling down the road and it works a little better when you're rolling?
Same, it's just not very warm. It's kind of, it'll get a little hint of a cooler air every once in a while, but, or not very warm, but not very cool. It's not hot, but it's, you know, it's just not where it used to be, definitely. Just kind of lets you get a touch of cool air every once in a while, but not cold air. Amazing answer.
I'm not what I used to be either, Shane. Good morning. And Gerald TR, he must have got a phone call.
Figured, but I was hoping he could hear me and give him a hard time. Good morning, Tom. Nice to hear you today. I hope you're feeling a little better.
An inch at a time, I guess. Bernice is out feeding the chickens, and I'm waiting on home health care to come in. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't really see that I need them, but it's required.
Well, just listen to what they say. Anyway, I'm sure you'll probably feel a little better every day. You may have a setback or two, but hopefully it'll be good.
One day, if you night before last and last night, so that's a definite improvement. And I took my medicine as required this morning at the same time instead of the other night I had to take an extra one at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't know whether I was supposed to or not, but it worked. And so I'm back on schedule, and then I got an appointment this afternoon with the cardiologist. And, I got me some of those compression stockings. The doctor told me, he said, you know what, if you get some of those that are running compression stockings, they feel a whole lot better than compression stockings. And I know one time I had to wear them for a short period. And he's right, I got them, and they're really working very well. But how's your day going to get on a brighter subject?
KB2H access.
Yeah, Tom, it's going well so far. Just getting started. But I'm glad those socks are working for you. Maybe it'll make you feel like running, too. Go ahead, Dave.
Sorry about that, Shane. My radio, the head of my radio fell out of its holder, and it hit a button, and it went somewhere else. And anyway, I got a phone call, so let me get back with you guys a little bit later. Good morning, Tom. KB2HXS. You guys pick it up. I'll catch up with you later.
Good morning, Dave. Have a good day. Yeah, it's 78. Feels like 88 out there on my weather station, Shane.
There on Dave, I figured it was a phone call too. I didn't think his radio would fall off of his dash or wherever, but I've got 83 showing here, 82. It dropped a little bit when I was just sitting at a red light, and it drops down a little bit when I start moving because of the heat of the engine, but it's still going to be warm. We're still in August, but boy, we had some July, all of July and half of August was pretty warm there, wasn't it?
We were 10 degrees hotter than norms, seemed like the whole month. I forget how many days, 34 days or something like that, over 90. And it really stunk. But it don't make the chicken pen smell any better either out there, I'll tell you. Well, Bernice didn't take long outside. How is it out there, babe? Yucky, she says.
I hope you'll have a good day. I know you're taking care of Tom there. good to hear both of you, but I'm pulling up to my first delivery here, Tom and Bernice, so you guys have a good day. Tom, really nice to hear you. I'm thinking about you, and you get well soon, and we'll look forward to hearing you on the radio more. 10-0-TR and Miss Bernice at 4ZLK.
Yes, I miss my friends on the radio. Take care, 10-0-TR, Clint.